This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
All right, what's up, what's up? Going to be here till 9 a.m. Eastern. It's Taz, no Moose. Moose is out this week on vacay, and Zach Gelb doing a great job sitting in for the Moose. Hello, welcome if you're just joining us. Thank you to everybody listening right now across our great United States, of course, one of our great affiliates on CBS Sports Radio. We are coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. If you want to call the show, it's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Hey, maybe you're listening. If you're not listening on CBS Sports Radio, maybe you're listening on the CBS Sports app, which is great. Maybe you're listening on the radio.com app. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM channel 206. When you call the show, make sure you tell our call screener, which will probably be Mikey B. Our regular call screener is out today. You can tell Mikey B where you're listening. He loves when you people call the show and share your information with him. He just loves it. He loves to talk to you guys.
Good delivery stories. He's a big fan.
Oh, he loves talking about food deliveries, sneakers, all sorts of stuff. But anyway, let's see the other thing. We got a 1v1 coming up in a little while. Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott. It's going to be fun.
It is, and it's an interesting one. I'm not going to delve into it a lot right here, but you have Dak, who's healthy, not as good of a quarterback, and then Andrew Luck, who's a great quarterback, but he just can't stay on the field.
I know.
And you're looking right on this one, by the way, that he's not going to play week one.
Dude, I'm telling you, I do not. I think he's back by week four. On the record, Mike, mark it. Mark that down. Mark it. There it is. All right. What do you say?
What did I say?
Yeah. What do you say? What do you think? Yeah. Do you think he'll be back by
week? Deer in headlights.
I mean, you're like, what? Huh?
It's like a deer that Carson Wentz was
like, what? No, my bad. Sometimes I mumble things.
My bads are out the window.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to miss the first few games of the season. I'm in the same boat as you.
All right. Yeah.
Maybe he comes back after that bye week. I think play five games of the season, then he'll bye week six. I'll say, yeah, probably around that four or five.
All right, we're going camping right now. You ready to go camping?
Yeah, let's get some s'mores.
Here we go.
Yes.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose?
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born. It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away.
No, Mike, you're right.
It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born.
That misjointed, off-kilter tempo he's singing, his pacing, it is in an awkward way starting to catchy, like, to my ear. It's annoying.
Dirty.
You lose me on the pork beans.
Yeah, but he says it's supposed to be pork and beans.
Someone tweeted our show. I should find it yesterday. Can of pork beans.
That's someone tweeted that? Yeah, people dialed in. They understand. That's a social media update right there. So anyway, we're going camping here. So the Colts, we were talking about Andrew Luck and stuff like that. Well, apparently, Zach, they want to name a starter by the third preseason game.
Yeah, they want to name it right after the third preseason game, which is next week, August 24th. Part of me says, why tell anyone? Because the first game isn't until September 8th. But I do understand wanting to know who's going to start week one. You could maybe keep that in-house and do the NFL secrets.
Yeah.
If this is going to be, though, a decision they have to make by next week, it's going to mean Taz is going to be right, and yeah, Andrew Luck won't be playing week one against the Chargers.
So who are they going to say? Prissett's going to be the starter, right? That's who's going to be. It's not going to be Philip Walker.
No. Oh, Temple guy, by the way.
Is he really?
I went to school with him. P.J. Walker.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Should have had him on the show. You friends with him?
We could get him on, sure.
This Zach Stoughton to everybody. He's got so many contacts. You drop names on a regular basis.
We're now going to have on the third string quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. Turnoff will be in his office. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Stop. Stop.
Zach, stop. Stop naming Temple. Please.
I love it.
No one cares about the AC.
Oh, man. All right, anyway. So that's the deal. So, yeah, I don't know. You're going to name a starter by third week of preseason, Colts. You got to, why would you even say that? Just leave it alone.
Yeah, right?
Just don't do nothing.
This organization is all messed up.
Yeah,
they really look like they're just getting finally moving in the right direction with Luck. And you have the kid Leonard they drafted, Quinnen Nelson, who I know you love, the offensive lineman that screams at people when he
tremendous,
blocks.
Tremendous, tough, nasty kid.
And everything was going so right for them. And then you have this mysterious injury, bone in a body that other people don't have.
Extra ankle bones.
Yeah. It's supposedly that. Then the next, a few hours later, it's not that. Something's wrong here. And I think they're starting to finally embrace, yeah, he's not going to be ready
I'm
for week one.
You. And he being Andrew Luck. And here's the other thing, too. So mentioned yesterday about Chad Ocho Cinco Jones. Ocho Cinco wants to lend his helmet, as we mentioned, to let AB borrow his shut helmet.
Now right? He's helping
now
Andrew
he
Luck.
Wants to help Andrew Luck with some kind of a urine soak.
This is what he tweeted. He tweeted to Schefter. Adam Schefter said on a conference call tonight with reporters, Colts GM Chris Ballard said, Andrew Luck's calf strain has turned into a high ankle injury. So then Chad Ocho Cinco wrote, Adam, I soaked my ankle in warm urine to heal all my lower extremity injuries. Notice I never injured my entire... I was never injured my entire career. Please pass along my message. It's a home remedy.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. Listen, I will tell you this. I know some remedies from injuries. I've had a lot of injuries. And when I was getting trained to be a pro wrestler, we would soak my trainer, a guy named the Unpredictable Johnny Rods, who's a WWE Hall of Famer, right? Johnny would tell us to take... Back then when ace bandages were popular, now they're not, he said, soak it in vinegar, which he means vinegar. He had a very heavy, yeah, we used to tease him. He'd say, vinegar, 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 like that.
Vinegar.
He was saying vinegar, right? But anyway, so we would soak injuries, soak the vinegar up, the ace bandage in the vinegar, warm vinegar. That's when I'm hearing about warm urine. I'm thinking of the vinegar. It's disgusting. And wrap, and I had a knee injury during my training years ago, and I did this. It worked. It was unbelievable how much that vinegar really, really helped. That warm vinegar on my knee and that ace bandage. The problem is, my leg smelled like a tossed salad for about 4 days. It's disgusting.
That's the problem.
I smelt like I was celery.
Well, this isn't the first time that,
soap, like it was
that
a cucumber.
I've heard of urine being used.
A radish.
These types of situations.
Lettuce.
Moises Salou and Jorge Posada, they used to urinate on their hands.
Number one. And you just throw your hands in front of the stream. And you have a callus, so you just do this on your hand. Okay.
Can you imagine?
Most of Salou Jones.
Your 7-year-old kid. Hey, Jorge Posada, nice to meet you. Shake the hand.
Hey.
What's that smell?
Smells like pee pee. All right. Well, that's a little
dirty.
Little asparagus smell to it.
All right. Well, tough to segue out of that, but we'll give it a shot.
Have you ever bathed in urine, by the way?
Excuse me?
Have you ever bathed in urine?
Nope. Why would I do that?
Maybe to help out your, lower extremity.
Bathing urine? No.
That's what he's saying. Soak your ankle in warm urine.
You think I'm going to listen to Ocho Cinco? as a goofball. I'm not going to listen to him.
He's in shape.
He's not playing anywhere, but he's in shape. But I'm not going to listen to him. I'm not doing that. You would do that?
No.
I don't. Nobody would. You got to be crazy.
However, someone said I could extend your career by 5 more years if you had an injury. You have to bathe in urine. You would do it?
I don't know. I mean, I love my career. I don't know if I would do that. That's a little crazy.
I don't think your wife would like it either.
She probably wouldn't. She didn't like the vinegar. I mean, imagine I used vinegar. You know, smelling like I'm a
honey.
Where's the feta
like
cheese
Caesar
or something?
Salad.
A pillow. Oh, okay. Anyway, speaking of injuries, the Cleveland Browns, Odell Beckham dealing with a hip injury, right? So apparently he's expected back pretty soon, as they're saying. Let's take a listen here to the head coach, Freddie Kitchens, another loudmouth about OBJ.
He's got, you know, a little bit of something going on that, you know, we expect him back pretty soon. He'll be ready to go mentally. He is ready to go mentally. We've got to wait and get him ready to go physically, but he'll be there.
This guy, Freddie Kitchens, oh. If this guy gets a handful of wins under his belt, and, oh, man, you want to talk about Cocky City? This guy, he wants to be John Wayne. You're too young to know who John Wayne is. He is just, this guy thinks he's Jim Ross. Get good old JR. We do a little, if we ever could get a little sound side by side with JR and Freddie Kitchens. Do you know who JR is?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I know you're not a wrestler fan. I'm just asking. Anyway, yeah, so Freddie Kitchens saying basically, it's no real time. Just saying, you got the number one receiver you got, this guy Beckham here from the Giants, and you're like, yeah, no, he'll be all right. He's got something going on. He got a little something going on. What does that mean, coach? What does that mean?
A little bit of something going on that, you know, we expect him back pretty soon.
You know what it means? It's the preseason. It's these training camp sessions. Odell doesn't want to be a part of this.
Listen, sir. Listen to me, Zach. These questions that I asked, they're rhetorical.
Oh. What does that mean?
That means it's just put it out into the...
You don't expect a response?
Into the air. Yeah, correct. Just lay out.
All right. I'll just do dead air then.
Mark.
You know what? I'm getting paid
you
for this,
are
right?
Mark. Yes, you are.
I'll just get up and
you're
leave.
Supposed to talk, yeah.
Beat the track.
No, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, no, you got to give a little detail for your Freddie Kitchens. Just a little bit. But you're right. That's exactly what they don't want to give any of
them. I'll be real curious to see what this team is the first 4 games of the season. They're home against the Titans, then they're on the road against the Jets, then they're home against the Rams, and then they're in Baltimore. Odell, we know he's a heck of a player. New system, new quarterback. You're missing all this time. Does it catch up, or is it just Odell Beckham, and he'll find the way to be great?
Well, no, to your point now, the Oakland Raiders.
That was a rhetorical question.
It was. You did a good job. Great job. Very proud of you.
Yes.
I did watch Hard Knocks yesterday. You had said... You had watched it before me. You didn't like it. I actually liked the episode.
Really?
I did. I know. I did. Like I enjoyed
Mark,
the episode.
Hard Knocks. Mark.
I'm a Hard Knocks Mark.
You
Mark.
Are a Mark.
I did like it. So here's the thing. I'm bringing it up for a reason, though. Because you could tell in that episode, the second episode, which you watched and I watched, Gruden is highly concerned.
Yeah.
That you know where I'm going. That AB is missing all of this camp time.
I mean, Mr. Picture.
And Gruden is not hiding it. He's not hiding it. And I got to tell you, I've watched 2 episodes now. That's all I've had of Hard Knocks. I always respected John Gruden as a coach. I never was a big fan. I thought another guy was a tryhard. He's a character of himself. And when he was a commentator, he did a really good job. But it was all about him. You know, but he would bring you inside the game. But it was about him. Too cocky. You know, stop. You're a gimmick. Chucky Jones. I got it. But watching this Hard Knocks, I forgot how good of an actual X's and O's football coach he is. And I respect him even more, meaning Gruden. And I respect that he is not doing Freddie Kitchens doing when it comes to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, he is basically saying, I got plays drawn up for this guy. I need him here. Okay, we need AB here. We need him here. Now, I know.
And Freddie got a little upset, if you remember, about a month ago about him not being there.
About Beckham not being
there.
Yeah,
he pushed back a little bit. If this is an injury, though, it's like, what can you do?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I understand that, but still, it's your job to get in front of the media as the coach and speak on it. I'm just saying, now, I understand that John Gruden's got a lot more experience as a head coach than Freddie Kitchens. I get that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just – the Hard Knocks episode, if you didn't see it, ladies and gentlemen, you should check it out. Even if you don't like the Raiders, it's pretty good. I like that. I mean, the foot thing, showing all the feet, the issues and the skin and all this of Antonio Brown's bottom
makes
of his feet. It's disgusting. It really is.
But you have to.
Got 5 kids.
What's that?
You have to show them.
No, you have to. You're right. And Oaken aside, The guy's not lying. The guy, Antonio Brown, he's got to be hurting.
Nasty-looking blister.
Frostbite Jones. I mean, it's not good. That's why you go to France. You got to be careful.
You did like, though, the open, right? I told you would love the when
I love
in
the
there,
yeah he went
we
cut
need
a
better
promo.
Bleeping execution
yeah he went
all right well, give me a knock
the,
or two
no the funny thing is with
I think
that
I just broke my knuckle
like the funny thing is with that he stuck Mike did you see it Pete just seen it?
I have not
you guys got to watch it. It's pretty good you saw it
no not yet
yeah you'll like it so what happens is he starts out to you know and starts the meeting out with the team and it's like he seemed like he was all positive hey second week. Shake hands, everyone. Everybody's happy. And then he just turned on him in 2 seconds. He snapped on him. It was hysterical.
It's so bizarre to me. The welcome everyone to week 2 of training camp, yeah. Shaking hands, and then the knocking on the desk.
I actually like the knocking. So for those that don't know, so what he does is this. He'll, like when he's talking to the team in a team meeting, they're all, you know.
Sitting, who's with me?
He's like, who's with me? Who's with me? And if you're with me, give me a knock. And everybody knocks on the desk. So when you got, like, how many guys are there? 50 guys, whatever, 60 100 guys, 100 guys banging on the desk. It sounds pretty loud. I think it's cool. I like all those little gimmicky things.
So you enjoyed the episode?
I actually did, dude. I actually did.
Now, do you agree that they buried the lead? Not getting to the helmet stuff until 30 minutes in was...
Because
now they're going to make this a next week point. Episode, too. Yeah. This is going to be the lead next
right,
week.
Right, of course. Tease Jones. A
week
teaser,
from now,
teaser.
Unless if there's anything... so compelling about it, I'm going to say, all right, enough with this helmet.
Right. Yeah, because it's kind of old news. You know, that's what you got to be careful. But that's their subject to it's not live
TV. Now,
it's
difficult
you know?
For them because he showed up about, you know, afternoon or something, and they have to get the episode in by 2:45 that day. So they were literally on the clock.
Right.
Or up against the clock. So that's a little bit difficult. I thought you had to give me a little bit of the helmet early on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. I agree with that. But otherwise, I did like the episode. All right, we're going to go out to Kansas City as we go camping. Travis Kelce, the excellent tight end for the Chiefs, he had some comments on what the Chiefs' speedy wide receivers allow them to do offensively.
Anything we want to do, man. I mean, all, you name it, man. We got 4-2, 4-3, maybe 4-1. I don't know what Tyreek runs now. Who knows? But we got guys that can absolutely fly all over the field, and speed kills in this game. And if you got it, you're in the advantage.
Well, that's no lie. Speed does kill at every position, and they got some speed with Tariq Hill, Sammy Watkins,
McCall Hardman,
That's right. Forgot about him. They got some burners for sure on that team.
The only thing that will hold them back, though, defense not being able to get off the field, and Andy Reid throwing up on himself in the big spot.
Yeah, that's true. They got Mahomes though. That kid, that quarterback,
he'll be the great eraser.
He makes magic. He does. He makes some magic. Love him. Got to love that kid. Yeah, they're a fun team to watch. But we'll see. All right, listen. When we come back, we're going to break right now. We come back for break. We're gonna do a 1v1. Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott. Call and give us your 1v1. Who's your long-term quarterback? 855-212-4227. You're going Dak, you're going Luck. Taz with Zach. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line. Yeah, you, right. CBS Radio toll-free
It took you
line.
That long to get annoyed with
yeah,
me this week?
Yeah, he just pissed me off. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So look, when I'm not here. Oh, I'm sorry. I am here. When I'm here and Moose is here.
You ever run into
okay,
Mark
so Lewis? Are you people, you Mike and you Pete, are you saying, do this here, do that, do that? Are you guys telling them what to do like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay. True, Mike?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Darren Zook just walked in here. Perfect time for a sports update. Now what are we supposed to do? So now I'm wearing my glasses, my cheaters. Darren forgot his at mm-hmm. home.
Yes.
So now I'm supposed to lend you these again, like the last second.
I mean, it worked really well, didn't it?
He's sitting there with a grin on his face, Darren. Like, yeah, come on.
No, that's the way I look when I don't have glasses on. I'm trying to keep my eyes open. Yeah.
I actually have a question for you, Darren.
Yeah.
He has the glasses, Darren. Here you go.
Were you ever a pizza delivery guy? By the way, by any shot?
Oh, never ends.
What is this?
When you were in high school.
It's all about Mikey B.
Yeah.
Never
you ever a pizza delivery guy?
No.
It's all about Mikey.
Okay. No. I was playing some audio yesterday of someone that works here. It was a mysterious voice. And I guessed it was.
Wait a second. Whoa. You played audio where?
Sorry. Mikey B played audio for me. He was doing a bit after the show.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh. It's my show. I'm like, what are you talking about?
My mistake.
Bro?
I apologize.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, I lay it out for the audience and the co-host
of
the show.
Yeah. You're right. I should do that.
Yeah.
So basically, Mikey B has this podcast that you won't go on.
Well, that I've promoted the hell out of, called Basketball Drive.
So there
great
was a,
job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There was a story told in the podcast. Someone that works here, they were in high school. They were delivering a pizza or jalapeno pop or something, and they actually ended up hooking up with the female they delivered said food item to.
So, a loving moment.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
So Mikey B had me try to guess it and filmed my reaction.
I remember, Mike, you brought this up on the show yesterday. That lightly brought this
off
up.
The air, but
right.
Yes.
Yeah, then of course Zach had to delve right in. Yeah, got it. Okay.
He recruited me. like I was a Jim Harbaugh recruit or something.
So then what happened?
So basically he played the clip for me, had me take a guess, and I guess Al Dukes is the producer for Boomer and Geo.
Just tell me who Al Dukes is.
I have to lay it out for the audience.
Al Dukes is one of my friends for about 15 years.
I know. You almost beat him up. I saw the video.
I almost beat him up all the time.
So I guessed Al Dukes. It was a bad guess. And then I'm listening to this thing again, and I go, this could be Darwin Zook.
No, I wasn't that cool.
Oh, wow.
No. I wasn't that cool in high school. Oh. No.
Slug himself?
Yeah.
Old banana slug?
If it was in college, it would definitely be him.
College might have been a little more, might have been a better guess.
We got three banana slugs.
So we don't know who it was. Who was this pizza delivery guy that...
Is there a revelation or no?
Mike won't tell us. Just like he wouldn't tell us yesterday with the Giant.
Mike is doing this a lot. I see what you're doing, Mike. With
cliffhangers.
Well, because of the podcast. So he's got the new podcast. So what he's doing is he's creating all these different facades. And he's putting all these different little mysterious cliffhanger riddles out there, which are probably just a load of malarkey.
No, they are real.
Mike,
I listen to the podcast.
I have people that work on both floors in this building, and I could find things out. You know I can.
I know you can.
I
put it past you.
And I'll just sit in my backyard, packing a lip, smoking cigars, and I wouldn't even be here doing it, just sitting there whistling Dixie.
You don't need people to fight your own battles. If you walk up to someone here and just start yelling and going, Whose story was that?
I don't do that. I'm very cerebral. I'm a cerebral assassin.
I like that. That's a new name for you.
Yeah, I know. That's
pretty good.
You know what Mike could also be doing?
That's never been used. I should use that.
Never.
Mike could also be with this podcast trying to create some content.
That's what I'm saying.
He could. And so he does. Setting up his way for
departure. Well, he's got his arm up your back like a puppet.
That is fair.
He used you yesterday.
100%.
And he knew that this would happen. Mm-hmm. He's a genius. He does it all the time.
But I'm intrigued already.
The only one that won't bite on this whole Basketball Drives podcast thing that he has
is you.
No, I bite like a mark every time.
You are a mark.
Because I like the kid and I want to help him.
The only one who
doesn't bite is Moose. Moose is clever. So he don't bite. Yeah, Mike, you know, Moose is smart.
Mark Malusa.
He don't bite. Moose will promote it. He'll promote it, but he don't bite into the whole thing. He knows. We've talked offline, me and Moose, about this. I don't want to get into that.
Do you think there's anything, though, to that Mike's trying to get more attention and maybe he's trying to leave the show and try to get his own show?
Oh, that's a given. That's radio producing 101. They all do that.
Well, to answer that fairly, I like what I do. I enjoy doing the show. But if someone said, Mike, you want your own show where you can be the host and make more money, why would I say no to that?
Traitor.
Well, because it's called being loyal to Taz and the Moose.
Traitor.
That's why.
Well, how about being loyal to my wife and making more money for my family?
You said you love the show.
It's Taz and the Muse.
We don't have sex.
This is true. My bad.
My bads are out the window.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point. I can't follow that. We're done. He just killed the whole conversation.
We can go home now.
Welcome to 7:28 in the morning on Taz and the Muse.
That's a lot of life.
Get up! Coffee right in the face.
Yeah. Well, that's the radio producer thing. Hold on, sir.
No.
They all want to be host. Radio producers, it's just the way it goes. They all want to be hosts. The board operators, the producers.
They all want to be on the air.
They don't. None of them just get into the radio business just to stay in that role.
I don't want to be on the air.
You just were.
Why? You're great on the air.
Right? I like queso.
I mean, why would you not want to be on the air?
I'm clever with little corpse.
You're clever if you don't say so yourself. He's clever.
Nope.
Thank you. Next question.
Zook, why are you here?
Yes. I got to tell you about some things that happened
in sports.
I can't
see because you got my glasses.
You know, sports yesterday?
I know sports. I know sports.
This is some sports. Not just glasses.
We're an entertainment show here.
No, I know. The Brewers battling to get in the postseason once again. What's better than the Milwaukee Brewers? They trailed the Twins in the eighth inning, and rookie Trent Grisham stepped to the plate with one career home run. Bob Uecker tells us what happened next.
Here it is. Swing and a drive.
Of course, Bob Uecker, Brewers Radio. Thanks to Grisham's second career homer, Milwaukee wins that one 6-5. Bryce Harper belted two more out of the yard. The Nationals crushed the Cubs 11-1. The Yankees finished their matchup with the Orioles this year with 61 home runs and a 17-2 record. Gary Sanchez's three-run shot, the decisive homer. Bombers beat the O's 6-5. Sanchez and Gleyber Torres join Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth as the second set of Yankees to hit double-digit home runs against an opponent in the same season.
Pretty good, right?
Not bad. Good company,
it's
right?
Amazing, yeah. It's amazing.
Aaron Boone, how do you explain it?
It's a little fluky, a little crazy to win that many games against a team. And you look across there, and I know they're going through a tough time, obviously. You know, to have that kind of run, things got to line up a little bit for you. But, you know, it's also a credit to our guys and I think the quality of team that we are.
Elsewhere, Battle of the Bay. A's got two homers from Matt Chapman. They crushed cruise past the Giants 9-5. The Athletics also inking former Mets, Reds, and Angels pitcher Matt Harvey, the Dark Knight, to a minor league deal.
I'll show up 2 hours late to the first game.
What?
Matt Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
I'll show up 2 hours late.
Oh,
he'll show up.
Yeah.
Well, show up.
I'm avoiding any conversations about the New York Mets. And he's a former Met.
But Billy Bean has a way of having these reclamation projects, though. These guys show up in Oakland and they find a way to pitch well or just play
good
well.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
Matt Harvey, thanks for coming.
He's an entertaining character. Football score, Nationals outslugged the Reds 17-7 in the loss, though.
So, Zuck, you're a Red Sox fan, too?
Yeah, Boston Red Sox. Right. Former Patriots.
All right.
All right. How about this guy, Aristides Aquino? Have you heard of him?
Yeah, because you know what? What's his name? Frankie Heller was here yesterday. Brad Heller was talking about
Frankie Heller.
He said his name nine times. Brad Heller, I meant to say. I made it. Frankie Heller.
Bob Feller.
He goes, Frankie Heller.
Tobias Heller.
What? Frankie Heller.
Bob Feller.
There you go.
I think you're just trying to confuse me right now with these
That's my job.
Yeah, Aquino becomes the first player ever to hit nine homers in his first 14 career games. Kind of specific there, though. NBA news. We'll wrap up with this. USA basketball might be in a bit of trouble ahead of the FIBA World Cup later this month. Justin Anderson, not a household name. He was the only first-round pick on a select team that destroyed the main A team 36-17 in a scrimmage. That main A team has players like Kemba Walker, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, totally outplayed by G-leaguers and fringe NBA talent that was coached by Jeff Van Gundy. And that team is playing powerhouse Spain tomorrow in Anaheim. So a bit of trouble there for USA basketball if they want to win this FIBA World Cup, if anyone's watching it.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to watch it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Don't care.
No, I'll definitely watch it.
No.
Pete, you think I'll watch it?
No, you won't.
Actually, are we done?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Can I have my glasses?
I was going to run out, but sure.
No, you're going to throw the glasses to me. Look, you might be a big muscle guy. Everybody else here, I don't sweat you. Okay, so I'll fight you anytime
you want. Do me a favor, Doug.
Okay? Anytime fight you. Anytime.
No. Okay.
He's not really listening, so it'll just be between us.
Yeah.
Next update, take the glasses and run
and
at
just
the
see
end
what
of
happens.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
It'd be good for social media.
Well, it's that is the key to life, being good for
creating
social media.
Creating content. Yeah.
Michael be filming it on the way.
Michael, stop
HR won't be here yet, so you got to wait.
Michael, stop you. Pete the Body would run across and stop you at the door.
By the way, I'm watching this company video that came out 2 months ago. Crisis! And you start choking the guy out.
Yeah, that was funny. Did you see that, Mike? Did we do something with that? That was a company. Where'd you see that? On my social media? On my Twitter?
On my company email.
Really? That was on an email?
Yeah, they sent out the whole video.
Am I getting a royalty for this? I mean, I should be getting paid, right? Pete, no?
Yes. You should.
Yes.
You need I could get you the video.
I think it's on your Instagram.
My social media, my personal team put it out there. But I didn't know it was on the company email.
Yeah. Oh, it was about 2 months ago.
I don't know if I signed a release for that. About 2 months ago. Well, actually, my release is my contract, so they can do whatever they want.
Yes. And your contract signed?
Yeah, my one that I signed, you know, a while ago. Yeah, of course. You want me to get into my contract details here? Would you like to do that?
Oh, that'd be great. Let's hear that.
Let's do that on the air.
I mean, I got
Pete's going to feel bad about himself. I'm going to feel awful about myself. Mikey B will feel bad about himself. Taz is walking out here like a million bucks.
I got Zach X moving my personal question up my contract. So, anyway, no, we're not going to get into that.
In your next contract negotiations, can you get me a working computer? Because my computer just shut off.
Dude, I don't know why you use that computer, dude. That's why I use a laptop. Moose does that. He uses that computer. I don't understand why. Hey, Mike, let the social media team know that my team just sent a text of the video. So if you want to put it out on the Taz and the Moose Twitter and or Instagram.
Your team moves that quickly?
Oh, no. They're up. They work 24-7. I have 24 of them.
Bleeping execution.
Yeah, I don't play around for 24-7. That's what we do here. All right, we're going to do a 1v1 on the other side of the break. Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott. Who you got? 855-212-4227. Give a call. Tell us who you got winning your 1v1. Long-term quarterback. Who do you want? The Colts quarterback or the Cowboys quarterback? Taz with Zach sitting here for the Moose. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, this weekend, the Big Three basketball wraps up its regular season with teams fighting for playoff positioning. And on Sunday, it's NFL preseason action with the Saints at the Chargers. It all happens on CBS. Yeah, actually, there's a whole bunch of games on tonight and tomorrow, I believe, right? Preseason games.
Oh, yeah. I know the Eagles play the Jaguars tonight.
Okay, yes. And I have not been locked in. Yeah, you're right about that. That's 7 p.m. game, Eastern, that is.
Looks and, like there'll be no Wentz nor Foles, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I'm interested to see, I mean, if it was a real game. The Cardinals are playing the Raiders, so I think that'd be cool to watch.
Yeah, with Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, and you got
Antonio Brown, if
correct, if he was around. Yeah, so it's got a lot of star power in that one. But
if it was a regular season matchup, Packers and Ravens would be pretty good, too.
I think so. Bengals, Washington would stink. And that's what's happening tonight.
That's
also
the toilet bowl game.
Yeah, and the Jets are playing the Falcons, so that's tonight. So
I don't care for the preseason.
You know, I used to, bro. I mean, okay, aside,
I used to love it.
I used to love it. I don't know what happened, man. The past couple of years, I guess since I started doing this show.
Well, it's because these teams.
I don't know what happened.
True.
It's weird.
You probably want to go to bed and not watch
times.
A bunch of third string players play in the fourth quarter.
Well,
but
I do respect them. I mean, because
they're trying to get a job.
Yeah, working hard, you know.
But the thing is, a lot of these teams now, they like these joint practices, and they think they're more beneficial than the actual games.
Right.
Because you get your first teamers going competitive and strong up against another uniform, another player.
Yeah.
Those are probably more beneficial.
You know, you saw that. If you watched, I know you did, but if for those that watched Hard Knocks, the Rams came into the Raiders camp, the LA Rams, and a lot of fights. Yeah, and they were doing practice for a couple of days. Then they played a real game, like the third day or whatever, a night game. You know, and it was I don't know, man. If you're gonna, I know it's a scrimmage. I know it's preseason. I understand everything about it, but it's like back in the day. That's not how it was. I mean, you don't pull back the curtain. I don't care if you're an AFC team, and in this case, where the Raiders are an AFC team and the Rams are an NFC team, it don't matter. You don't pull the curtain back for nobody. Don't let them see anything you're doing. Don't let them get comfortable with you. I mean, you can see the Raiders. They're eyeing up and down for 2 days studying Aaron Donald. You know, and that Hard Knocks episode, studying him, like everything, talking about it. Man, I wouldn't want anyone to infiltrate or let them infiltrate or comfort that they could get to know my best player like that.
And how about Abram, the safety once again?
Oh, man, he's...
He talks smack on everybody.
A lot, dude.
On Aaron Donald.
Yeah, he's...
Making fun of his arms.
I know. Well, not to his face.
No.
He made sure Aaron Donald was about 100 yards away.
Smart.
Twitter muscles. You know, that's like Twitter muscles, but he's on the field with him, but the guy can't, he's not even an earshot. That's like when I walk out of here, I go to the men's room. I got Pete the Body and Mikey B and the Moose. They're all talking about me behind my back.
That's right.
But to my face, they're my best friends. This happens all the time.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Love that shirt.
You lose a couple pounds.
Actually did.
By the way, did you see the Kyle Long article yesterday?
I did not, but I was reading a little tidbit on it. Talk about it.
This is wild. So he took a rookie, same team, Jalen Dalton's helmet. There was some play before that. Long didn't like a block that was thrown on him by another teammate. And he ended up, Kyle Long took Jalen Dalton's helmet and ended up hitting him with it, and he threw it, and then he was pulled from practice, and then Kyle Long ended up puking on the sideline.
Kyle Long was pulled from practice?
Yeah, Kyle Long was. So he's so offensive lineman.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but they had a fight.
Mm-hmm. Same team.
So, you know, I mean.
But he started hitting him with the helmet. Wow. He ripped the guy's helmet off and started hitting
him with the helmet. Yeah, that's a little too much. Yeah, that's a little much.
This isn't Rams and Raiders. This is same team.
Yeah, no, that's a little
wild.
Much. Yeah, that's a.
Wait, what do you do if you're the coach?
You got to have. Especially, he's not a rookie, Kyle Long. He's been around. You know, you can't. You can't let that happen. You got to have a chat with him. You can't let that happen. Wow, I didn't know that. I just read the headline, and wow, that's you get ejected from practice, and you're a veteran like that. I mean, he's a big dude, Kyle Long. 6'6", 300 pounder, you know.
Can you imagine that happened in a game?
He's going to get fined a whole bunch.
Oh, he gets suspended.
He's going to get suspended a whole bunch. Yeah, he's going to have a major problem. I mean, yeah, you can't do that. Hey, listen, there's always going to be fights. It's football. Who knows? Maybe he had a pass with this kid. I mean, the kid's a rookie, and this guy is 30 years old, Kyle Long. I mean, so, you know, how long is Dalton? How old is Dalton? He's probably 23 years old, 24 years old.
Yeah, right out of college.
Yeah, I mean, so it's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, you know, Matt Nagy, he's got to have a conversation with him, you know, really.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure he did have a conversation
with him. Except about Matt Nagy, I'm a little afraid to have that conversation. Yeah, I may get popped over the head with a helmet.
I know, you can't do that. You can't be afraid of anyone ever, Zach. You understand me? Ever. All right, we're going to do the 1v1. Here we go.
There it goes, deep left. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Giancarlo, no si può scappare.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
One versus one. The best versus the best. Taz, Moose, and you decide who is the best of the best. It's now time for 1v1 with Taz and the Moose.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
Now, hold on. Now, so before we get into this, do you know what that was, that last one?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, good job. Way to go. It's awesome.
I heard a perfect game.
Pete, when you can, just listen.
Here's the 1-1. It's a ground ball to Keith Werman. Scoops it up, throws to first. It's perfection. Will Roberts has thrown a perfect game for the Cavaliers.
I'll give you three guesses.
College baseball?
John Sterling.
Not him. Oh, you asked me who the announcer was.
I make sure the third baseman is? Yeah, the announcer. Who's the announcer?
Third baseman was Stephen Prochet.
All right, give me A, B, C.
What's that?
Give me your multiple choice. You're about to. Said John Sterling.
John Sterling, Brett Musburger.
Not him.
Or Mikey B.
Was that Mikey B?
Yes.
Yeah. How good was that, dude?
That was amazing.
UVA Jones. That's at UVA baseball, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
How good was that, dude?
Because perfection! You go to me. Dude, it's amazing. Because you go to me, you go, who is this? I go, maybe it's a player from like the 70s or something that I'm just not aware of. It's a big moment in history.
This is what happens on Taz and Moose. You learn stuff every day, Zach.
I had a great college play-by-play moment.
Okay, but sir, it's Mikey B's moment.
Better than that. It's perfection!
Put Zach over.
Zach just did one of my own hype. He turned it about himself.
I'm telling you, we should play this later in the show. 74 no more.
You did play-by-play?
When Temple defeated Penn State for the first time in 74 years... I lost it for a minute.
Wait, hold on a minute. Your tagline was 74 no more?
Screaming.
He goes, I lost it. Can we find this on YouTube?
Yeah, I have it.
No, not. You didn't answer my
question. I can get it to Mikey B and he can find it.
I asked your question. Can we find it on YouTube?
Yes.
You said, yeah, I have it. You said yes.
Yes, you can find it on YouTube.
It's his ringtone.
My ringtone, I fall asleep to it at night.
He's having a funny day.
Yeah, Pete's doing all right. He's 2 for 4. Okay. So, I want to hear this. Maybe we can get this. We'll have our team look for it and our research YouTube team. And we'll find it and we'll play it on the show here at some point. I wanted to give Mikey B. There's that segment that goes by. We don't put Mike over. So,
if you Google it, 74 no more, it will be the second thing that comes up. Temple takes down Penn State. You'll be able to find it.
Guy's got some ego to Zach, huh? Look at this guy.
Ego as huge as the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, so What am I Googling here? I want to do a 1v1. What am I Googling?
Let's do the 1v1.
Tell me what I'm Googling. Tell me again. You went too fast.
74 no more.
Right.
Zach Gelb.
Wow.
That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B.
Not Zach Zelt?
You can follow me on Twitter, too, by the way. Which you refuse to do.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but because of your ex. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
You know that. Wow. Zach Gelb on Twitter. Yeah. I don't see it. You told me I could find it, and I don't
find
it.
Right here. What Google do you use?
The blue and yellow one. All right, so
we'll do the 1v1,
and then we'll do a whole segment about you doing play-by-play.
Last hours for you, Zach.
Or maybe we'll do a
1v1. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do
Mikey
the three.
Mikey B versus Zach.
Wouldn't even be close.
Or maybe I could wait for Moose to come back, and then Moose and I will decide who did a better call.
We could put it out there and make it a poll for people after you play the two of them.
You know what I mean? Getting the people involved, those social media action?
Mike's is pretty good, though.
Mike's is real good, bro. Yours is better than that?
Possibly.
But 1v1.
This is stupid.
So, 1v1, we got Andrew Luck versus Dak Prescott, right?
No one cares about these two teams. Why are you talking about two irrelevant play-by-play people?
No one cares about Mikey D's play-by-play. All right, so, who cares about the Cavaliers? All right, so.
A Cavalier what?
All right, so we got Andrew Luck, Dak Prescott. So who's your
who would you want for the future? Right?
Who's your guy?
See, this is a difficult question because Dak Prescott is not the better quarterback, but he stays healthy and he gets a team to the postseason. Except when Andrew Luck is healthy, and you know if he's healthy, which is a big if. Not only is he one of the best quarterbacks in the game, but we saw you know him take his team to an AFC title game not that long back where they lost to the Pats. I get that. Dak is younger, he's 26, and Luck is a little bit older. He's going to turn 30 in September and has more injuries. Here's the bottom line, though. The better quarterback's Andrew Luck. I'll take the injury risk because the year or two that he may stay healthy for, he's going to be putting my team in a Super Bowl conversation where Dak, I need to find a way to put better pieces around him and then eventually pay him, which is going to hurt those pieces.
No, I don't disagree. I'm with you. I would go to Andrew Luck also. I mean, if you're pulling fantasy football, I mean, it's pretty much a layup. Most people are going to pick, you know, they're going to pick Andrew Luck over Dak Prescott. It's just going to happen. Yeah, he is an injury risk because it's coming out now. It seems like he's injury prone, meaning Luck. But as far as the numbers and stuff like that, yeah. You're right. Dak is younger and stuff like that. But and you bring up all the right points. I mean, because if you have a guy that you need to surround him with the better players to make him rise, well, that's a problem. That's the deal here with Dak Prescott.
And a week ago, if you asked me this question, I wouldn't even consider Dak Prescott. But now with the ankle injury, another injury, you at least consider Dak where he'll be above average. He'll show up. He'll play well. You could win with him.
Yeah.
But if this guy wants $35 million a year,
right? I know.
On your roster is going to be taking a hit.
Well, you're right. Dak Prescott wants $35 million a year. And the thing is, he's on a rookie deal right now. He's making a little bit north of $600,000 a year, which I got to be honest, he deserves a lot more money than that. Does he deserve $35 million? No, he doesn't. But he shouldn't be making a little north of $600,000 a year. That defensive end for the Raiders, the rookie, I can't remember the kid's name, it was on Hard Knocks. He had a signing bonus for $600,000-something. I don't remember the kid's name. But
that broke his hand, right?
Yeah. From Eastern Washington or Eastern Michigan, wherever he's from.
I don't remember his name.
I don't think he's going to make the team. The kid looks like he never worked out a day in his life.
Fourth round pick, I think.
Got no muscularity at all. Yeah, but he got a bigger signing bonus than Hunter Renfrow. How is that?
He'll make the team. You know why?
Oh, the defensive end?
Because he returned to the game after breaking his hand. Gruden's going to say,
he's tough.
Let me tell you what, man. I like that toughness.
No, I agree, but I'm saying, think about for a signing bonus, Hunter Renfrow, who played at Clemson in national championship, Hunter Renfrow seemed like he played 10 years
Max
for Clemson.
Crosby, by the way.
That's Max Crosby. Okay. Hunter Renfrow, who I feel like was at Clemson for 10 years. He was always there because he started, I think, since he's a freshman. And he's been in national championships left and right. He got a $300,000-something signing bonus, and the kid Max Crosby gets $600 and change. Are you kidding me?
And Renfrow was a fifth-round draft.
But he's a. I'm taking Renfrow. That's a new 1v1. Max Crosby with Renfrow.
Renfrow.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, there's your 1v1. We didn't get Mikey B and Pete's. Hopefully there's not a riot outside because we didn't get to them. But anyway, we got the three biggest headlines of the day coming up. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.